Like I told you before, like I, 构成辅元连读 like I, like I, like I told you before, told you, 连读 told you, told you, like I told you before, like I told you before. We just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant. 这里 just 和 don't末尾 t 都不发音。We just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant. You, an assistant, 三个单词可以连在一起读。首先我们看 you 和 an。You 末尾是以 u 结尾，它是一个元音。an 是以元音 a 开头。所以这里的连读是属于元音和元音的连读。元音和元音的连读只分为两种情况。第一种情况是前面一个元音是以 e 结尾。第二种是前面一个元音以 u 结尾。如果前面一个元音以 e 结尾，那么在这两个元音的中间呢要加一个 e 的半元音。如果是以 u 结尾，那么在这两个元音中间要加一个 w 的半元音。很显然这里 you 是以 u 结尾，所以中间要加一个 w 的半元音。注意这个半元音呢，它其实是和后面这个元音连在一起的、啊、所以呢 w 是和后面的 a 连在一起，就变成了 w you 好，我们看后面An assistant, 这里呢是 an 末尾的鼻音 n 和 assistant 开头的 a 进行一个连读，这里就是简单的辅元连读，只需要首尾相连，变成了 an assistant, an assistant, an assistant。下面我们把前面连在一起，就是 you an assistant。中间是 You an assistant You an assistant 整句话 Like I told you before We just don't have the resources To hire you an assistant I understand that Understand 末尾的可以不用发音 I understand that But the fact is that 好这里But, 末尾不发音 Fact, 末尾不发音 But the fact is We are understaffed Understaffed 注意这个单词末尾的 ED、啊、是读清辅音 T Understaffed Understaffed The timing is just not right Just not 末尾可以不用发音 The timing is just not right这个 right, 末尾你可读可不读。The economy is bad. 好，这里的 the 我们要读成 the。为什么呢？我们是看后面这个单词。当 the 后面这个单词是以元音字母开头，并且首字母发音是元音时，啊，要同时满足这两个条件。这时，这个单词前面的 the 可以读成 the。Economy 它是以元音字母 e 开头，首字母发音是元音 e， 所以呢，前面的 the 读成 the。当 the 读成 the 后，这里呢就涉及到一个元音和元音的连读了。the 末尾是以 e 结尾 ，economy 开头是、啊、它是以 e 开头的，那这里呢是属于元音和元音，前面一个元音是以 e 结尾，我们刚刚讲过。以 e 结尾，我们要加一个 e 的半元音，所以这里是 the economy 啊 ，the economy，the economy 和你单独去读 economy 差别不是特别大。然后 economy 和后面的 is 也是构成了元音和元音的连读，并且呢，前面一个元音还是以 e 结尾，我们中间呢还要加一个 e 的半元音。所以这里的 is 就变成了 is， 差别呢也不是特别大，只是可以了解一下。The economy is bad. The economy is bad. 这边如果你听不懂的话呢，那你就单独去读这三个单词。好 ，The economy is bad， 一样的。下面 ，And it's too risky to take on new staff. And it's 可以连读成 and it's and it's and it's.And it's too risky to take on, take on, 连读 take on new staff, take on new staff. Yeah, I guess you're right. Here's an idea. 好，这里 here's an idea, 三个单词连读成 here's an idea, here's an idea, here's 和 an.连读是 here's an, here's an. An 和 idea 连读是 an idea, an idea. 所以是 here's an idea, here's an idea. 这里其实很简单的，只需要首尾相连，把 an 一分为二，分别和前面的 here's 和 idea 进行一个连读。下面 What if we hire an intern?What if, 连读 what if, she will take some of the weight off my shoulders. Take, 末尾k, 不发音 some of, 连读 some of. Weight 和 off, 连读 weight off, weight off. 注意 OF 和 OFF, 发音的区别。OF 读作 of, 而OFF 读作 off. 整句话 She will take some of the weight off my shoulders. She? Yeah, you know, a recent graduate. Recent, 末尾 t, 不发音 A recent graduate. She could give me a hand with some of these projects. Could, 末尾 t, 不发音 Give me a hand.这三个单词我们读成 give me a, give me a, give me a, give me a hand, give me a hand, give me a hand. Some of 还是连读成 some of, some of. She could give me a hand with some of these projects, and we could keep our costs down. And 末尾的不发音。Could, 末尾的不发音 Keep 和 our 连读 Keep our Keep our And we could keep our costs down That sounds reasonable That, 末尾的不发音 That sounds reasonable Let me see what I can do Let, 末尾的不发音 What和 I 连读 what I, what I. Let me see what I can do. Tony, I'd like to introduce you to a new assistant. 这里 I'd 是 I would 的缩写。I'd 末尾的不发音。Like 末尾不发音。I'd like to introduce you to a new assistant. Okay, great.Let's meet her. Meet 和 her 连读 meet her, meet her. 注意 her 开头 h 的音是不参与连读的。我们直接呢和后面的 er 进行一个连读 meet her, meet her. Let's meet her. Hi, I'm Adam. Oh, hi, I'm Tony. 好，下面我们从第一句话再慢速读一下。Like I told you before,We just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant. I understand that, but the fact is we are understaffed. The timing is just not right. The economy is bad, and it's too risky to take on new staff. Yeah, I guess you are right. Here's an idea. What if we hire an intern? She will take some of the weight off my shoulders. She? Yeah, you know, a recent graduate. She could give me a hand with some of these projects, and we could keep our costs down. That sounds reasonable. Let me see what I can do. Tony, I'd like to introduce you to a new assistant. Okay, great. Let's meet her. Hi, I'm Adam. Oh, hi, I'm Tony. OK, 我们今天的发音讲解就到这里。如果你想获取更多免费的英语资讯，欢迎你关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily。我们下期再见，拜拜。